Good morning, I'm Jessica.
On the phone lines with us today, we have Darren Mulligan. He is part of We Are Messengers. Good morning, Darren. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. Where are you calling in from today?
Today, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. It's been really incredible. It's an amazing tour, you know. So many great artists in one night, but I think the thing that's really cool is that all of us just have decided that we want to make this tour a party. You know, we want it to be fun. We want God to move. We want to just rejoice and celebrate what he's doing. So it's, yeah, I'm stoked to get there today. I miss playing it.
Awesome. Well, so that is the Hits Deep Tour. We've got We Are Messengers, of course, and then there's Toby Mac, Jordan Feliz, Jeremy Camp, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole. So tell me, what do you guys do to make it a party?
Well, one of the strange things with this tour is, so usually when we do our headline tours, you know, we play a big long set, and in that set we take time to really dig in with people, and, you know, it's a lot of shouting and crying and jumping and laughing. But because the set lengths are smaller, because there's five bands, what we have to do is we have to just go out, trust the songs, and play them with as much energy as possible. So for me, one of the big reliefs on this tour is that I get to trust these other artists to go out with high energy, to rejoice, and to bring the things that I can. And backstage, you know what? It feels like family. We're playing cornhole, we're eating together, we're writing together. There's a girl that sings in Toby Mac's band called Terian, and she has the most incredible voice. And we wrote a song with her a couple of days ago. So it just feels like family, hanging out and really just chasing God together. It's really beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, speaking of Ireland, I do have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So we were talking a couple weeks ago to one of the guys from Ren Collective, and they are also from your homeland, and they were saying how difficult it is to use any type of like smart technology. Like Alexa just doesn't understand anything they have to say because of the accent. And I'm wondering if you have a similar experience.
Well, funny enough, so last night I was playing an acoustic kind of writers and showcase thing. It was me and Mike Donaghy from 10th Ave North and Stephen Curtis Chapman. And there was like 300 or 400 people crammed into this little theater. And so I was singing a song, and twice within the one song, I was singing, I think it was Magnify. So I was singing, take it all away. And I could hear someone's iPhone, and all it just kept doing, it kept saying, sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. So my singing was triggering this person's iPhone. And classically, it was just like, I don't know what you're saying. And I thought it was the most stereotypical thing I've ever heard from an audience's phone.
Oh, you know what? If someone's phone's going to go off during a show, you might as well make it worth it. And that is one way to make it worth it.
It was so funny because I had just told this really serious, sad story and started singing. This phone went off and I just lost it. You know, I took into a fit of giggles and the whole crowd was giggling along with me.
Oh, goodness. Now, what is the craziest thing that's happened as you've been doing the Hits Deep Tour? I know you guys are still fairly early on, but any crazy stories?
For me, the really crazy stories that happened on tour, so I still believe that God is who he said he was, you know, and that he is capable of extraordinary things using really ordinary people. And so we've been playing this song called Maybe It's Okay. It's a new single of ours, and it's only been out a couple of months. But we're turning up to shows, and a couple of days ago we landed to a show, and this young lady came up, and she had her hair dyed pink and blue and green, and she just kind of fell into my arms, sobbing, and she said, I had attempted to take my own life. She said, but I heard this song on the radio, and it saved my life. And she said that her life has completely turned around. And the thing would be funny, Jessica, is if that was just an isolated incident, but we're getting that all the time. And so I think it's extraordinary that God can use songs on the radio and then the songs that we play live to essentially rescue people. And not just in a saving salvation way, but in a physical way from depression and loneliness and heartache. And it's just beautiful. You know, I think people want to see the truth. They want to see a God that's still alive, that's still moving, that's still breathing, that's still healing, that's still exciting and extraordinary. And we get to see that every night. Yeah, really beautiful.
Now, we are going to play that song here at the end of the interview. So if anybody hasn't heard it, they can kind of see what that's about. But if anyone anyone's looking at your Instagram feed lately, they're going to notice a lot of hands, pictures of hands with words written on there. Tell us how that correlates to this song.
Yeah, so for the song Maybe It's Okay, really, we wrote it for people with mental health issues, you know, people like me, people that struggle with anxiety and depression and suicidal ideation, things like that. And what we find is that people connected so strongly with it. And so for the music video, we had those people in the music video, by the way, they're friends of ours from our church and friends of their friends. And when they came to that video shoot, we hadn't even figured that idea out about writing on their hands. And then we started talking about each other's struggles. And so we said, what if we're just honest? What if we just tell the truth? And so people started writing, you know, brokenness and adultery and shame and these things on their hands that they just make it hard to live, you know? And what we find is that in them doing that, it allows other people all across the world to be able to have permission to tell their story. See, God doesn't need us to be perfect. It's not even possible. He just wants us to be honest and authentic in relationship with Him. So Maybe It's Okay as a song that says, you know what? It's all right to be messed up. It's all right to be broken because He's with you in that. And the beautiful thing about the gospel is Jesus doesn't leave us there, but He takes us from that place and brings us to Him, brings us to redemption, restoration. So yeah, for us, it's just allowing people to tell their stories. And oh, and by the way, Jessica, we started a website called maybeitsokay.com. If you go on there, you can leave your story anonymously. You can just share what it is that, you know, you're really wrestling with. And we've received thousands of messages from people. So go check it out. It's pretty heartbreaking, but it's also full of hope. So if you check it out, make sure that you're praying and that you're just pouring the love of Christ over those messages.
We are talking to Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers, part of the Hits Deep Tour. Darren, you mentioned that you have struggled with some mental health issues, and I know you've been pretty forthcoming with your own personal story and the things that God has led you through. Now, it's a common misconception that once you turn to God, that he takes everything, which is true, right? That's not the misconception. He does take everything, but then everything's gone, right? There's the misconception that you're no longer depressed, that you're no longer anxious, that you're no longer have suicidal thoughts or this or that or the other thing, whatever it is you're struggling with. Can you kind of tell us some things from your own personal story, if you don't mind? And you know, is it easy, or do you still have hard days? Where are you currently standing?
Yeah, well, I love God. Like, I really do. And he's rescued me from everything. But being rescued from everything doesn't mean that you forget who you were or who you are, you know? And so there are mornings, like, and they're frequent enough where I wake up, and honestly, there are mornings where I struggle with living. You know, there are days where I struggle with doubt. There are days where I'm terrified that I'm not a good enough father, man, husband, you know, minister, songwriter, whatever. And so, for me, you look at the scripture, right? You look at Jesus. Jesus says things like, do not be afraid. Come follow me, find rest. Now, if he was saying that, then he was acknowledging that we're afraid, that we're panicked, that we need rest, that we have anxiety. But in our modern culture, it seems to be almost a shameful thing in modern Christianity for me to turn around and say that I'm struggling with depression. No, I'm not currently, but I do have episodes like that. So, but it's not a shameful thing, you know? And until we're able to voice those things, to say who we really are, how we really feel, there's no healing. There's no rest for that. I would just tell you that if you're listening this morning, you are hurting and you're struggling with mental health, or you're struggling with loneliness or heartache or loss or shame, you're not on your own. You're not the only one that feels like that. And contrary to what society tells you, it's okay to feel like that. It's okay. God will find you there too. He says, I've come for those who are sick because they need a doctor. And when we try to pretend that we're strong when we're weak, we just kind of block his healing. When we pretend that we don't have a need for him, there's no intimacy. And God is close to those who are brokenhearted. There's great intimacy with him whenever we admit our weaknesses.
It's a great thing to remember, sometimes a hard thing to remember. But thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being vulnerable, you know, when you're on stage. And I know you don't get a chance too much to be able to interact a lot at the Hits Deep Tour, just kind of letting the music speak for itself. But obviously God is still working through that. I know he's working through your family. He's working through the whole band. I know 2 years ago or so, you guys had an incident where there was a bus accident. You lost most of the things in your bus, and unfortunately, you know, someone lost their life in that accident. Can you tell us, you know, what has God done to move you from that place to where you guys are now?
Well, yeah, when the accident happened, honestly, our initial thought was, let's stop doing this and let's go home to Ireland, you know. But I remember getting home that night, you know, just in complete shock. And I said to my wife, I said, you know, let's just go home, you know. This is too much to take, you know. This is just heartache on another level. And I remember her saying, no, we're not going home. She said, God has called us here. And so for me, we chose to be obedient. We said, okay, we'll keep going, you know. And that's the story of our life, is that even in the middle of great joy, we've always found as much heartache. But that if we continue to say yes to Jesus, that he continues to use us. I think what we've learned from it is that life's going to hurt, for sure. But more importantly, that there's so much comfort and hope to be found in Jesus in the middle of a heartache. But that if we learn how to say yes when it doesn't feel good, when it hurts, that the rewards of that is that we see Jesus moving in extraordinary ways. And I said it at the start of the interview, and I've never really talked about it, but we see him moving in extraordinary ways through very ordinary people like us. I'm not the most talented man in the world by any stretch of your imagination, but the Lord chooses to use us because we say yes. And when we say yes, he agrees with that in heaven. And beautiful things happen. So we've seen people come out of wheelchairs. We've seen people recover their eyesight. We've seen marriages restored. People who are cutting turn away from that. People who were taking their own lives turn their cars around and go home to their family. And if we had let the fear and let the heartache stop us doing what God asked us to do, we would never have seen those things. So yeah, keep on saying yes, even when it hurts, especially when it hurts.
Mm. You know, that's one of the mottos that we have here. Our station is Yes FM, and so we often ask our listeners, what do you say yes to? And so we encourage people to not only make sure you're saying yes to the right things here on this earth, but ultimately that you are saying yes to God when he asks you to move or when he asks you to stay. So thank you for sharing
that's amazing. And your yes here on earth is a yes in heaven too. You know, I think somehow a lot of times we separate the two things. Like me and you chatting this morning, or you hanging out with someone this morning at breakfast or at lunchtime, that is a holy thing. The holy things are not just in big arenas where we got our hands raised praising God. The holy things are how we treat each other every minute of every day and how we love each other. He said, love each other as I have loved you. Now that's the great commission. Go into the world, make disciples, let them see how you live and let them follow. And so when you say yes here, he says yes in heaven, and that is an extraordinary thing. So what you do here matters, really does.
Amen. We are talking to Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers, part of the Hits Deep Tour. Thank you so much for joining us today, Darren. Before you go, can I ask you just a handful of questions that you need to answer within one sentence or less?
One sentence or less. Amen.
One sentence or less. Okay, first off, would you rather live in a zoo or an amusement park?
I'd rather live in a zoo.
You'd rather live in a zoo. Okay, what is the worst chore that you have to do?
I call it hoovering. You call it vacuuming.
Okay. And what is your favorite piece of merchandise that is not a We Are Messengers merchandise?
Oh, Toby Mac has this stuff called Mac Black. It's his own label. It is incredible, and I need to scavenge some off him today.
And when is the last time that you got starstruck or you fanboyed over someone?
Last night, sitting next to Stephen Curtis Chapman, just singing songs together, and ridiculous.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us, for laughing with us, and for getting vulnerable. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to see you at the Hits Deep Tour.
You guys are awesome. I love you very much. Thank you for having me.